Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I will cover some wheat news, talk about my weed of the week, and give some details on our upcoming events coming to McPherson County residents, like the McPherson County Farmers Market happening every Saturday here at the fairgrounds in McPherson. But first, for today's Did You Know, that June 4th is the day to celebrate the popular dairy product of cheese? For some, Cheese Day is every day, but since 1914, June 4th is officially known as the Cheese Day in the United States. KSRE states cheese provides 8 essential nutrients to help build healthy bones and support our immune system. Cheese provides beneficial calcium and protein into our daily eating plans, says KSU's Karen Blakesley. There are hundreds of types and flavors to choose from as a snack or to add it to a recipe. Cheese comes in a variety of textures from soft to hard and many flavors, which allows it to be used in different ways. In my farming news, with wheat harvest projected to be 10 days earlier than normal, many McPherson County farmers are gearing up for this annual event. After last month's successful wheat plot tours, wheat producers will see which side of the state's predicted 47 bushels per acre their wheat will be here in McPherson County. Let's plan to be safe this harvest season and give those wheat producers a little more room on their dirt roads and highways. Here are some facts about hard red winter wheat. Kansas stores more wheat than any other state. On average, Kansas ranks number one in wheat and wheat products exported. Half the wheat grown in Kansas is used in the United States. The other half is exported. Wheat is used for many kinds of foods such as breads, cookies, cakes, pies, pastries, cereals, crackers, pasta, flour tortillas, and oriental noodles. One 60-pound bushel of wheat provides 42 pounds of white flour, enough for about 70 one-pound loaves of wheat bread. And each American consumes about 134 pounds of wheat flour per year. For news about our farmers market, the farmers market will be open each and every Saturday throughout the summer. The market is located at 710 West Woodside here in McPherson. Doors of the Blue Round Top Building will be open at 8 a.m. and the market closes at noon. This is a farmer's market made up of gardeners, bakers, artists, florists, and beekeepers. Everyone has a passion for bringing fresh produce and homemade items to the public. The market will have many products available for purchase, like fresh herbs and vegetables, sweet and savory baked goods, jams and jellies, honey, pecans, meat, eggs, cut flowers, knife sharpening, and arts and crafts. Plan now to visit the McPherson County Farmers Market each Saturday for homegrown, homemade items. For my weed of the week, field bindweed control in gardens may be challenging. The most challenging part of field bindweed being present in gardens is that it may climb fences, tomato cages, and other plants. Most gardeners do not want to use herbicides in their garden due to the potential for toxicity that may affect their vegetables. Tillage is a non-chemical option that may be taken. Tillage is not a good option for field bindweed control because it may bring up weed seed that is then able to germinate and spread rhizomes that may produce more weeds throughout your garden. If an organic approach is the goal of the gardener, then initially hand pulling or digging out all the plant material may be your best option. To continue to suppress and help control further weed invasion in the garden, a ground cover would be a good option. Biodegradable ground coverings such as weed-free grass clippings, alfalfa, grass hay, straw, wood chips, or a combination of these works best. The thickness of the biodegradable ground covering to suppress weed growth is determined by the type of weed. Non-degradable options for ground covering includes heavy-duty woven landscape fabrics. These materials suppress weeds, but still allow the gas exchange and water penetration, both of which are important for health of your soil and your garden plants. Wednesday, June 5th, is our day for our annual Farm Safety Day Camp held here at the fairgrounds. I would like to first thank the McPherson Fire, City Police, County Sheriff, EMTs for coming and participating in our Farm Safety Day Camp. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.